to my parents, well, they weren't very pleased when I said I was going to join the Land Army. Going to throw up all my nursing career. And you couldn't do that until you were 21, because your parents had sort of had jurisdiction over you in those days. Not 18, it was 21 before you could do what you liked. So when I was 21, I came back home and enrolled in the recruiting office at High Wycombe to join the Land Army. Well, I didn't know quite what was in store. And the lady there behind the counter said, "Oh yes, we're looking for somebody just like you," she said, because by that time I was about 23. She said, "We're looking for someone who's more mature to, because we need a person at the hostel at a place called Winslow, because there's been a riot there," she said, "and the ringleaders have been removed, but we want a mature person to be among the other younger girls." I thought, anybody less like me to quell a riot? You'd be hard to find. I thought, oh my gosh. Anyway, and so I was sent off to Winslow, and I was met at Aylesbury bus station, I presumed, by the supervisor at the Winslow Hospital in a van. And coming back to Winslow, she went so fast that she nearly hit a motorcyclist, and we had to drive along the verge. I thought, anyway, it was quite an eye-opener, because the land girls were very different personalities to the nurses that I'd trained with. Totally different, really, because, well, they were all sort of more or less city girls, and, well, not all of them. Some of them were there because they'd got no homes and it was somewhere to live. But they were such a lively bunch. And actually, they adopted the life marvellously well from people that come from city streets and worked hard. In fact, we all worked hard, because we had to get up, we had to be at work at 7:30 in the morning, and we didn't finish till 5. It was a long day, and half day Saturday as well, for what, £2.10 a week, £2.50. Well, obviously you got your board and lodging as such. But these girls that had rioted, apparently, had marched up and down Winslow High Street with streaky bacon round their necks, I discovered, because it wasn't so much a riot as a protest against the food. They felt they hadn't got their, because you were still rationed, that they hadn't been given their full ration, and they were doing heavy men's work, and they actually needed it.
Yes.
So, and I also discovered, to my chagrin, that the land girls were barred from one of the shops opposite the war memorial.
It was
a sweet shop. Oh, well, I never found out what that was all about. I didn't inquire too closely. But I was quite shocked about that, and it never entered my head that I'd ever be banned from from anywhere. But there you are, we were. But the ban was lifted eventually. It was the Miss Steeves, two maiden ladies. But I know when the bus that took us to the Shandos cinema on a Saturday night for the came back, everybody used to rush to the side of the bus when, because it stopped then outside Steve, this shop opposite War Memorial. It didn't go round the other way. Mm-hmm. And everybody rushed because they'd be going to bed, these two maiden ladies, with the curtains undrawn. And the driver said we weren't to do it because it altered the weight of the bus. Weight of the bus, and you didn't want it to tip over.